Hello.
Hey, I'm trying to speak with Callie.
Yeah, this is Callie.
Callie, how you doing? This is Rick with Huffmaser. We had a call scheduled for 4 p.m. EST.
Yeah, how are you?
Well, not too bad. Thank you for asking. It took me a few minutes to get off the other call and be able to dial you. I'm hoping we're still good for the call, are we?
Yes, all good.
All right, perfect. So, Callie, you wanted to get, I realize you're looking for a quick quote, and we like to get into a bit of a detail on what you're looking for before we give you, pricing range, even a ballpark. So, tell me a bit about it. I think you've shared quite a few details. One thing that I wanted to confirm is whether is it going to be for both the iOS and the Android, or is it going to be for either of these platforms?
It would be for
Both,
both
okay.
iOS and yeah.
And about all the integrations you mentioned here, are they all going to be accomplished in the first phase of development, or is it like your full scope plan and then you want to break it down into an MVP first and then a second phase of development and so on?
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be. The goal would be to get the main features in. So basically, when we onboard clients in, like the body measurement, the biomarkers, like those things are really important. Things like the tracking, like we are probably going to try to talk to Oura Ring to do some sort of integration there. But I mean, ideally, we would like to have everything within the own app without having to integrate with another app. But again, we can like we're open to phasing things.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. So,
Yeah.
right, and we've done similar projects before in the
Yeah.
healthcare. Not exactly the same, but I'll show you a couple projects we've done as well. You must have heard
Okay.
about Plum, for example, Plum Health.
Plum Hill. Maybe. I'll
Right,
look them up.
it's a corporate counseling company where they're pretty popular in the East Coast, and since you
Okay.
looking at your number, I kind of realized that you're probably based in the New York, and that's where
Yeah.
they're quite popular as well. We do have an office in New York too, by the way. I mean, why don't you come and visit us if that's okay with you?
Yeah, definitely. I'm in Charleston right now, but yeah, I would definitely be open to it when I get back to New York.
Okay, so you're in South Carolina, right?
Yep,
Sweet, okay. So anyway, so yeah, we have like three offices all over the USA where I'm sitting at.
Okay.
That's in California. We have an office in New York, and then we have an office in Illinois as well.
Okay.
So I realize that you belong to a digital marketing agency, and if you don't mind me assuming, this probably would be for one of your clients, or is it your own personal project?
Yeah, so this is one of my clients, as well as one of my friends. So we are helping her really build this out. Her whole goal is to kind of change the way healthcare looks. So she's going to be investing, a lot of time and energy into this. She's a doctor, urologist, so yeah, so I'm pretty much handling all of this tech stuff for her because she obviously is still having to work, 24/7. So we're trying to kind of do our research here. And see really how long this would take, because obviously this is going to be money going out without a lot of money coming in, until this gets set up.
Right, that makes sense. Okay. And then you just to confirm once again, you said this is going to be for both the Android and the iOS, right?
Yeah. And if it like is there, I mean, so I worked at like a tech place like years and years ago, like 6 or 7 years ago. And they had so many issues getting the app onto the iOS store. Is that still a thing? I just remember that vividly.
Oh, well, there's with the Apple more specifically, they have a pretty stringent kind of a TOS, right? They have a pretty
Okay.
detailed terms of service. But any company that has been doing mobile applications for more than a decade, I think they should be, you know, the first thing they should be proficient with is to get the apps through these Play stores and the Apple App Store as well. And we've been
okay.
in more than a decade. We know the terms and
okay.
service in and out. And we have about, I think about 120 plus applications on the app stores for our clients. So,
okay.
you know, deployment is our responsibility as well. And we strictly work for hire. So whatever we do for you is going to be for you or your client. And we, you know, we, so you commission the project and we deliver
yeah.
it right from scratch. UI, UX design, development, both Android and iOS, DevOps, including all the kind of testing and everything, the testing protocols, and then going live
okay.
on the app stores, coming with a 3 months warranty that we add on top that comes with the project scope. So are you guys starting from scratch, or do you have any kind of wireframes or any kind of UI or the UX sitting ready with you?
Yeah, so I have kind of built out a whole journey map just based on what her and I have, you know, done internally with what we're doing with the website and our programs and everything. So we have a pretty good idea of, like, structure. She wants to keep things as minimal as possible because her clientele is going to be probably a little bit older, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s. So we don't want to make things, you know, super complicated. So really, like, that is, for her, that's, I think, her main thing. She wants people to be able to go in there, be able to update things very easily, be able to see everything. And so I think design-wise, it's not going to be too, you know what I mean, like, too crazy extensive.
Right.
But we're definitely designing for the, you know, the older age group. And, yeah, I mean, we really – that's kind of all we have right now. We do have a lot of, like, the programs and everything, like, content-wise, that's pretty much there. It definitely needs tweaking. But in terms of what, like, you know, what app pages we want and all of that, I think we're in pretty good shape. The one thing is that I know, you know, she's kind of looking at bigger picture, too, is eventually we're going to want to add on, and there's one portion to this where she wants to be able for people to access their labs within the app. So if she sends off something, you know, some sort of testing or glucose testing, that she can upload that in, and then they'd be able to access that on their own. Have you guys built something like that before?
Oh, well, yeah, we have, and the first thing that comes to my mind is that that would require HIPAA compliance. And
yeah.
Getting HIPAA compliant
yeah.
is a bit of a job itself. I'll be honest with you, we've done that for Plum, and that's kind of the most recent project we've done HIPAA compliance for. That's done by a third party, but we kind of liaison between the client and the agency that did it for them. But apart from that, I think that is perfectly doable. I do recall another application we did that was for Alzheimer's patients, whereby they can keep a track of all their medicines and, you know, the medicine schedules and, you know,
mm-hmm.
their you know, how they're feeling, their if there's any kind of special instructions from the doctors. They could even connect with their personal doctor over the application as well. So something like that is, you know, as
yep.
far as functionality building is concerned, would not be, you know, super complex. But, you know, when it comes
okay.
to compliance and getting all the other licenses and certifications out of the way, because that's one thing that Apple and Android are going to be asking for as well. And
okay.
there is where, you know, going live on the app stores is not impossible, but it's not something that can be handled by any other company out there. We have done it, so
okay.
we know how to get about it, and we will definitely be able to get it to that stage with this application as well.
Okay, yeah. I think she does have her own attorney, because we did talk about the HIPAA compliance. I told her that that's something that she's probably going to need. So I can definitely revert back to her, but that's good to know that it's definitely necessary. Now, is that if we – so that would only be for, like, lab stuff. If we – built out, you know, just kind of like the entry functions of, like, the journals and the daily logging, you wouldn't need HIPAA compliant for that, right? That would just kind of be like a terms and conditions type
deal?
Well,
as long as this information is not shared with second person out of the app. So if someone's using the application, and the idea here is that they can log in their medication, their mood, their energy, stress level. I'm just reading off your notes right now, and still trying to skim through, make sure, you know, just to see if EPA compliance may be compulsory with something like this. But I mean, unless there is some kind of a connection with the physician or the doctor, if that's the case, then yes, you would need the HIPAA compliance. But with whatever I'm reading right now that you sent over on the chat messages, that does not in itself require any kind of certification or any kind of special licenses.
Okay, so that's good to know. All right. I'm just making this note so I can go away. Okay, and then I think you guys sent me an email, right? Oh, yeah.
I did, and
okay.
It's an NDA. If you'd like to sign that before divulging more details, you could do that.
Okay.
And then we sent you our company profile, too, just to give you a better introduction of what we do, what kind of projects we've accomplished, some portfolio as well.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I think, so I'll go ahead and sign that. Does she need to sign that too? Because I know she really wants to kind of be involved in the whole process, and I know she's going to want to kind of see, like, if you have, yeah, like what you were saying, sending over just like a portfolio or like things that you've done, because I know she's definitely going to be investing a lot of, you know, time and money into this. So I definitely want to give her all the details.
Yes, please. I mean, inside we could send you or her, whatever you prefer, keeping you in CC, however you prefer this. We could send her and a company profile as well if she'd like to be addressed herself. Right. So as far as the arrangement and the partnership is concerned, Callie, you are licensing between the app development agency that's going to be a good fit for her and your client, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And do they have a website or something that we could look at? I mean, is this going to be for some a conventional business that they're already running, or is it going to be a startup?
So basically for the past year, we've been building out the branding, the programming, the website. So she's a urologist, and she's been taking a ton of different other certifications. So she's mostly working with women to help them to fix their basically mind-body health, but a lot of this is for people who may have, you know, like gut health issues, women have hormonal issues, stuff like that. That's not so much like coaching-based because she is, you know, she's an MD. So she's trying to pull out of kind of like this masculine approach that's within healthcare. So we've been building her brand to be more on the feminine side. We're probably going to be finished up with the website by the end of this month. So that's definitely something I can share with you guys when that's done. I do have some like branding materials that I can share with you guys just so you can get a better idea of like the company look and feel. She'd be taking clients on, and she's still doing that now. And building out just programs for them and working with them on a long-term basis. So this is something that would be like this app is specific to her and her business. She wouldn't really be sharing it with anybody up front. Like it would just be specific to her and her clients because she basically wants to build something out in scale. And then at some point, and I think that this is like a conversation I think later on, but what I was saying about kind of the lab work and everything, she wants to have her instead of like using a plugin or anything like that, she wants to have her own system as to where all of that will live, like on desktop or like in a browser or something that can be linked into the website. So that is that's kind of the whole big picture of it. But yeah, her clientele is going to be probably 30 through 60, maybe older, you know, and looking to fix their health. But, yeah, I can definitely send you over the brand book and everything.
All right. I appreciate the information. So, right, good to hear that actually she has the branding and everything figured. So that's going to give that's going to give us some kind of head start towards feel, like you mentioned, would be for the application as well. Everything that we're looking at that you shared the details of is perfectly doable. Let me first reassure you with that. Secondly, with just anything in life, Kelly, you know, you could there's more than one ways to accomplish something, right? And even with this, and with mobile application development, especially when you're starting out with a new project, we kind of recommend that you go with an MVP, although you know it's it does make better sense commercially, or you know from a business standpoint, that we ask you to you know go with the full scale application. But we rather recommend you start with an MVP, that's a minimum viable product, and go with the core
Okay.
features first. And then you know when you have your first app launched, you have your foot in the door. And with the feedback that you get from the first set of users on the application, that's when you can start building on a second phase of development within the application, and then a third and a fourth as well.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that's what I was kind of telling her too. We should like start, test it out, see what the first clients think, pivot. Because she's like, no, it's still, I'm like, no, because we're definitely going to have clients that are going to be like, I don't know how to use this. So, okay,
Right.
that makes sense.
And then since you
So
mentioned,
then, oh, sorry, go ahead.
now I just
No,
want to add here because we're talking about it. You said that you know the app is going to be strictly for her clients and herself. If this does not have to be commercial, then I don't see a point of going live on the app stores as well, to be honest with you. And this is one alternative
Okay.
that a lot of people don't really know about, but you could have an application stand alone without having to go live on the app stores. If there's
Oh.
yeah, and
Okay.
if there is a commercial aspect to it sometime down the road, she plans to, you know, have this flipped over as a separate project, or she wants to have commercial traction towards it, where new users can join the application, make a subscription, use this as a medicinal journal for themselves, which could be, you know, a proposition as well in the larger scheme of things. Then
Yeah.
it could also go live on the app stores, and that could happen at the time when you actually want to, you know, pivot to a commercial, you know, level with this application. But otherwise, if she wants to stick to her clients and herself with this application, then she doesn't have to go live on the app stores as well.
Okay. That's definitely helpful. I didn't realize that. Okay.
And that's going to save her cost. So that's going to save somewhere about 20% of the total development cost too, because 20% of the development cost goes towards getting it deployed on the app stores.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. Okay. Great. Let me see if I have any more questions. I'm making notes. Okay. I don't think I do. Yeah. So roughly, like, how long do you think something like this would take?
Well, the full scope of this, I would rather say we're looking at somewhere about 7 to 8 months in total,
Okay.
everything from scratch.
Okay.
And we
So,
do
okay.
custom development. It's going to be on open source technologies. We don't use any kind of proprietary software that you have to stay hostage to. You know, it's going to be, say, for iOS and Android, if it has to be a cross-platform application, it's going to be either Flutter, or it's going to be either you know, could be React or React Native, right? But the idea is
Okay.
that the open source technology, even after us, if you'd like to take this to an in-house developer, or you know, go to any development company in the world that has that resource for that, you know, this global technology or framework that you're using, they would be able to pick off from where we left, and you wouldn't be hostage with us or any other proprietary software owned by a corporate that you may have to pay to on a monthly basis. So it's going to be a one-time fee for the complete development, you know, design, development, and deployment. And that's your only financial
Okay.
obligation unless you'd like to retain us for maintaining the application for you as well.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask retaining if we wanted to do that. Okay.
So that happens after the 3 months maintenance that we offer complimentary as a warranty for whatever we build, and that begins at the first day of deployment on the app stores, right? The
Okay.
first signing of the contract, the first phase. And then, you know, once the 3 months have gone by and you're fully satisfied with the application and you still want to retain us, which happens probably 95% of the times when we work with our clients, it's going to be a flat 2% per month of the actual development cost. So let's say if
Okay.
it's you know $100 for the app development, just a number off the top of my head, does not have to do anything with the development, actual development cost itself. You're looking at 2%, which is $2 per month to maintain the application.
Okay. And then one more question. So when you're talking about like when the app doesn't get pushed commercialized, if the app stands alone, like how does that get then deployed to the clients? Like, is there just like a certain link that we send them when we onboard them, and then they download that specific to their phones?
Exactly how you do it. So when you
Okay.
have to onboard someone, so especially when you have to onboard someone you already know, and it's going to be outbound rather than inbound, where users are going to be invited on the application, right? Which is a case
Yeah.
in the case of your own clientele onboarding the application. We could design a panel. We could administer a panel for your client, whereby she not just only maintains the app herself, say the static content that's going to be on the application, but she can also manage users on the application. And if that's the case, then what we could do is we could allow your client and yourselves to onboard users on the application through the admin panel, and they just have to enter the first name, last name, email. That's going to send the user or the client the invite to onboard the application using a link. And once they do that, they can formally sign up on the application and provide the other details that you would need right off the bat from any client.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that makes sense. And then in terms of also like let's say, we do the whole lab HIPAA thing, whatever. When she gets labs back, she would then upload everything. She would have like her own back end where she could upload it on her own, right? And then link it to each client. That's kind of how I see that working. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. That's exactly how
Okay.
it's going to be. So the admin panel is going to be pretty robust, and it's going to help her maintain most parts of the application herself. Of course, except the code. She could manage the users on the application. She could manage the content on the application. She could manage if there's any kind of revenue coming from the application, that could be managed on the application as well using the back end. So the back end is,
Okay.
it's kind of an equal flip side of this coin, which is going to help your client to, keep the app up and running and updated herself without requiring, to get into the code every time she has to make a minor update.
Okay. All right. So that is, I think, all my questions. This is great. Very informative.
Perfect, and thank you. So is that it? I mean, how do you suggest we recircle from here? So you take the lead.
Yeah, so yeah, I'll update her. I'll go ahead and sign this NDA, and then if you guys can since let me see here, I didn't even look at this full company profile. Oh, you guys do have your proposals in there. What were you saying? What was that one app that you guys did? Is that like commercial? Like, or can we is that something that like we can download to look at?
Of course, yeah.
That Plum
Are
app?
you
Oh,
talking about the
okay. Yeah, you said plum something.
right? It's plum, like the fruit plum, with a double
Okay.
E. So PLUMM, and then
Okay.
help.com. So if you go to this website, or I could just send you the link as well to the actual
Okay.
app store download. But plumhealth.com is the company website, and their application is built by Hoffman Mazer.
Okay. Perfect. Good to know. Okay. All right, yeah, so I will take this info back to her. And then, yeah, I mean, if you guys can send us like a rough estimate, I know she's going to want to know. And then I'll speak to her probably like early next week because I know she's working right now, so probably Monday. And then her and I will get to talking, and then I'll just follow up from there. I'll see what she says. But I think this sounds like a really good plan, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say. It sounds like a good plan. So you're going to forward the details to your client, including the company profile, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds great. So perfect. So Kelly, you have my email now. You have my direct number as well. Anything that we're missing before I let you go for the day?
No, I think that's it. I think we covered everything. I appreciate it.
Well, that's my pleasure. So next week you suggested we recircle on this when you've spoken to your client, right?
Yeah, I say I'll probably reach out back to you guys on like Tuesday. I'll talk to her Monday, and then we could go from there. Yeah.
All right, sounds good. So that's it, Callie. That's all from my side as well. Unless you have any questions, you could drop me an email as well. And I'll let you go for now. All right?
Okay, sounds good. Have a good weekend.
You as well. Thank you. Bye now.
Okay, bye.